Yes, that's right. RDU 98.5. And I'm very excited to have my next guests with me. They are talk of the town, the coolest guests I'm going to have for many months to come. They've got a book coming out. It's called Make It Make Sense. They're very humbly known as Luce and Bell. Good morning, guys.
Hi, other team. How are you?
I'm so well. How are you too?
We feel insane, like we've had a baby and seven coffees.
And now you guys, what's it like at the moment? Because you're obviously, you know, doing a lot of press at the moment. You're on breakfast this morning. Do you feel famous?
Great question. Honestly, kind of. I feel like we usually are online, and so nothing feels real, which we wrote about in the book.
Yeah.
And now we're like in real life with this book that is also a real thing, and it's so nice to meet actual people and not just people that we've chatted to in the DMs.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I feel like this is such a change of pace for you guys, and I mean, I have followed Shit You Should Care About for a number of years, so it's awesome to see you guys at this point, but also in a sense not overly surprising. But like, writing a book is very different to that of you know, being chronically online. How did you sort of make that transition? Was it easy?
It was really easy because I met Belle, who's like my favorite writer in the world. And Belle, maybe you can tell the story of whether it was easy or not.
I thought you were going to say that writing the book was easy.
No,
it was fucking hard. And I think as well, when you're writing online, you're like writing into the zeitgeist or into like what's happening very ephemerally. So it was really confronting trying to write something that you knew was going to last and be tangible. But in terms of co-writing this together, we're like basically can read each other's minds. So it was like that duality in the process was super fun and really easy and
rewarding
for sure.
So when I actually open this book, because I mean, Shit You Should Care About kind of, it'll tackle anything or kind of raise or talk about anything.
Thank you.
What on earth am I going to read when I open this book?
Just a whole lot of trauma dumping.
No. Yeah! Woo!
Do you know what? You are going to learn how to phoenix. When you finish reading this book, you are going to have risen from whatever ashes you're currently in, or maybe you're already phoenixing, and you're going to be the best goddamn version of yourself that's ever existed, babe.
Oh, my
and
God.
And you're also going to, like, I don't know, get another perspective on your relationship with work, your relationship with, like, crushing and romance if you're single.
Oh,
or
fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Write that one for you. That had you in mind.
Yeah, yeah. You did not have to bring that up.
It was in the show notes to bring it up, so don't blame us. So we kind of tried to traverse most areas of life through the lens of what it's like being chronically online and how to stay sane both on it and off it.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it's a good book because, I mean, we're kind of all going to just be more and more chronically online. It's not going the other way, really, is it? But I guess,
not unless you're really rich and you can decide to opt out of self-promotion.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we hate those people. Yeah. Now, the big question is, do you actually make any of it make sense?
I thought you were going to say, do you make any money?
Can you opt out of self-promo?
Yeah.
Do you know what? You have to read the book to find out if we actually make anything make sense.
Yeah, we can't tell you all of our secrets.
No, yeah, that's true. Do you make any money?
Well, we do, yeah.
No. Now, you, of course, have a book launch this Friday at Scorpio Books, who actually sponsor my show on a Tuesday. So this is some...
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It's worked out quite well. Yeah. So book launch, what are we going to have going on there?
Probably some books.
I'm thinking books. Yeah, I'm thinking spritzes. I'm thinking
worn out women chatting to each other about life and everyone else that wants to come and listen to it.
It's going to have Friday vibes, so who knows? Maybe a small clutch pull at the end.
Oh, I love that. Now, yeah, I guess when you sit down and kind of do these sort of things, you probably... I assume you've talked to a lot of people who have probably followed you for a good while now.
Yeah, and it's so cute because I feel like they've seen like us grow up from these people that were just posting into the void to now kind of being, I mean, I'm still 26, so I don't want to say that I've got everything figured out, but figured a few more things out than I maybe did in 2018 when it all started.
Now, let's actually go back to 2018 just for a second. And kind of, how did this
dear
all...
God, no.
Why and how did this all kind of start?
Well, it all started because nothing made sense. Mm-hmm. I was in my third year of uni and I was studying international relations. And
oh,
genuinely,
God, that's my degree.
Yeah. Yeah, and look at us using it, babe. Look at us using it. And so I just texted my two best friends and I was like, hey, none of this makes sense. So should we start something called Shit You Should Care About? And they were like, yup. And then from there, it just really organically grew into this enormous, crazy thing where we got to meet people like Belle and then get them to join our universe. And now we have a book. Crazy.
The rest is history, eh? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, herstory, as they say.
Herstory, that's right.
Absolutely.
Yes, as someone who chronically watches Drag Race, that's terrible.
Oh, I love it.
Now, I have to ask, one of the many, many things I love about what you do is you make it okay to... shamelessly fangirl over people, and I think it's really important that people have the space to lose your absolute shit over crazy hot people who are celebrities.
Oh my god, it's one of life's biggest joys.
Totally. Now, I'll be honest, couldn't get on board with the whole Matt Heath thing. I know he was popular for a while on that.
I love
account.
That you said Matt Heath. Is Did it... you mean Matt Healy?
Oh, Healy!
Couldn't get on board with Matt Heath. That's hilarious.
Who's Matt Heath?
He's like a doesn't he do the alternative commentary?
Oh God, yeah, whatever. No, the 1975 guy.
Oh yeah, we don't talk about him anymore.
Oh, do we not? Oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
I don't know. I mean, love who you love, but Harry Styles is still
yeah,
the OG.
It's always been Harry Styles for me.
Always been Harry.
Always been Harry. Yeah. Is there like a flavor of the month in men at the moment? Is there someone else?
A flavor of the month. Honestly, we hate men at the moment.
No. Yeah.
As you read about in the book, Belle and I are two single, worn-out women who are just focusing on each other.
Yeah. Imagine if I was like, the man of the month is Christopher Lutz.
we would endless. I'd just be like, and that was a joke. Nice talking to you. Book burning this weekend. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm a... worn out woman as well, to be honest. I hate men.
Honestly, I'm getting that vibe. And what I'm thinking is that we can sort of work through all of this at the book launch.
Oh, honestly. Oh, and I'm excited for you to experience the catering as well. It's simple.
Oh,
it's simple, but like, it's so good.
Do Do you think they'll cater to a celiac? Like, I'm on a bit of a quest here.
I was about to say the breed's really good. Are celiacs allowed breed?
No, that's like the one thing.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
It's the one thing I ask from you.
There are these, we like kind of OT crackery things that are kind of slapping there. I think you'll be okay to have.
Okay. I'm so sorry for making this everyone's problem, but also now you're personally responsible for our private catering the whole time we're in Christchurch. Can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Okay. Great. Cool. No, actually, we have killer food here. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
No, we love, we're two chicks from the regions. We love Aotearoa. We're absolutely frothing to come down. I was hoping to catch a Crusaders game, but you know, can't all have it all at once.
Those uniforms. Anyway, it has been an absolute pleasure to talk to both of you. Absolutely such inspiring, amazing people. And I think you're both so cool. And I can't wait for that book launch on Friday. One more time to our audience. It's a book called Make It Make Sense. And it's what, everywhere now? Or is that out yet?
Everywhere. The good bookshops, the bad bookshops. Nah, there's no bad bookshop. It's everywhere.
Hey, Luce and Belle, thank you so, so much for joining me this morning.
Pleasure. See you Friday.
Yes, you will. Have a great, great day. And that was Luce and Belle from Make It Make Sense. Well, they're not from that. They're the authors of it. An incredible new book out now. Go check it out.